This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Let's go around the league.
It's time to go around the league.
And Around the League is brought to you by Jack Bocca. There's not that many areas to go around in. Why are you laughing?
Because I felt like the last 2 hours have been around the league.
Well, you know, now we'll systematically go around the league. But you know what? It looks like DeMeco Ryan's going to get the Houston job.
More. We'll go around the entirety of the NFL.
The entirety of the NFL. Exactly. More than just the
Kellen
two games.
Kellen Moore gets fired.
Kellen Moore is out. They're going to really double down with their head coach. He's now going to be the play caller as well. So the... good luck with that.
Well, I guess if he's going to go down swinging, right?
But why? But I like Kellen Moore. I think he's a smart football guy.
Yeah, but somebody, I mean, I guess that maybe when push came to shove, is someone... this feels like when... Raymond, tell me if I'm wrong, though. As much as Jerry was saying that Mike McCarthy, we want you to, you know, coach here for as long as you can, all this other garbage stuff. When you start firing all these coaches, isn't it like a sign, like this is probably it?
He's
one last chance.
Basically, he's telling them, all right, you want to control? You want to run your offense? Okay, here it is.
So this
luck.
Is it, though? Where is the line that if the Cowboys don't get to here next season, McCarthy's gone?
It feels like that's why Dan Quinn stayed, though, no?
He'll be the guy that replaces McCarthy?
Right.
Maybe.
I think it's probably equally as much of that as well as like situations like Arizona and Denver. He probably didn't want to go to those situations.
Well, how attractive is Denver if you don't believe in Russell Wilson?
Well, that's the thing.
Well, listen, here's the thing, though.
And he probably knows Russell Wilson better than most.
Did you see what happened with Jim Harbaugh now?
That they went back to him in Denver, right? And he said
this
no.
This is after he committed to go back to...
But he said no.
He said no.
He came
but
to
that
the
would make me think, though, if Russell Wilson said, I want Sean Payton, the owner said, we want Sean Payton, then why are you having another meeting with Jim Harbaugh then?
Yeah. I'm wondering, actually, so the last I saw about Sean Payton was Arizona is a very real
possibility.
It sounds
like he may go back to broadcasting.
To Fox for another year?
Well, what's the downside?
He's going to coach again. The question is, are these the job?
Will there be a better situation?
You got to figure there's going to be a better situation, no?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he has. I mean, he wants to stay in L.A., right? Like, he likes it in L.A.
Right.
Got to imagine.
Staley?
Chargers job could be available.
Listen, Rams job could be available.
You never know.
Right? I mean,
there's always jobs available.
Not that McVay is going to be pushed out, but it sounds like McVay
has other
things he wants to do.
Right. He's just worn out.
You don't think the Jets job with the quarterback is an attractive job?
No,
I
do, depending on who the quarterback is. I mean, it depends on that. If it's Aaron Rodgers, you don't have much time with him, though. That's the thing.
You don't.
So you have a year with Salah, and then you'll have hopefully two more after
that?
But
then he'll be 40.
Right.
So at what point... Listen, I know Tom Brady at 45 still is winning games and looks terrific, but... that's the exception to the rule. That's not the rule.
Yeah, but Tom Brady didn't look terrific this year.
No, but he's 45.
Right.
He had a banged up offensive line, and it was an absolute mess.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you. I mean,
most quarterbacks at 41, 42 were not good.
Right. The year before last year, he was awesome.
Right.
And everyone felt like, okay, I mean, this is...
You think Brady's going to come back?
It sounds like it.
Is he 46 now?
He'll be 46, yeah.
I mean, he
loves it.
I get, obviously, but do you think he's going to be the quarterback at 40? Like, when does it stop?
I don't know. I think most of the time for athletes, if you are still, you're healthy and you're good enough to play, it usually comes down to, do you want to go through the grind of the offseason?
Which for him sounds like it's grind.
Yeah, well, no, I think he loves it.
I think he loves it, and it's, you know, kale soup and the whole nine yards.
He's committed to it. That's who he is. I think that was part of the problem with the retirement thing. Was like this is
a lot of athletes. They don't know what's next in their life. The thing is, there's so many next steps for him.
But he already has it lined up,
right?
But it's like that's not going anywhere.
Greg Olsen's good, by the way.
Yeah, he's good.
He does, and so is Burkhardt. They do a nice job.
Yeah, but he'll be replaced the second Brady decides he wants to be in the booth.
Brady will go. But what happens if Brady's not good?
Then they're on the hook for $375 million
for a guy that's just not good.
But he's Tom Brady.
Yeah, but so you know what? There's this idea that you just take any big name. Put him in a role and get out of the way, and he's going to be great. People only care until they're not good.
Right.
But they
always make that mistake, though.
Like, Greg Olsen was a good player.
Yeah.
Greg Olsen wasn't a Hall of Famer.
It's like managers, man. It's like coaches, too. I mean, Wayne Gretzky's the greatest of all time. He's not a good coach.
Right.
Michael Jordan's not a good... You know,
is he a good owner? I don't know if he's a good owner.
Well, I don't
think... They never win.
That's the problem. I don't think he's great at identifying talent. Remember when they drafted Morrison?
But didn't they draft Kwame Brown?
Yeah, he's had some bad,
He was involved
picks.
In that selection, too, wasn't he, back in the day? Also, you're listening to DiPietro and Rothenberg, 98.7 ESPN, WEPN-FM, New York. So Rex agrees with you. Niners were not winning that game
if
Purdy never got hurt.
Yeah, I don't think so.
So, I mean, what hope do anti-Eagles fans have, then? Just that Mahomes'
ankle? It's a neutral field.
Right. They're in Arizona, right?
Yeah, their offensive line is better.
Much better.
Yeah. You're going to have your hands full. Any team is going to have their hands full with Philly.
Feels good.
I didn't think that Jalen Hurts was awful.
He was not good.
Well, he didn't have to be great,
It was shocking to me that Greg Olsen said during the game how good Jalen Hurts was playing. Like, I was like, wait, clearly I hate Philadelphia, but he didn't look good. I didn't think he looked good at all.
No, I don't think he had to either. I mean, they didn't have to throw the ball all over the place.
He missed A.J. Brown, was wide open for a touchdown. He missed him. The throw, which should have been incomplete to Smith, was not a good throw.
His
numbers were not very good. He missed some open receivers. I don't think that what he gave you. I thought he was fine. He didn't turn the football over, but I thought Hurts was average yesterday.
Yeah, I don't think he had to be great. No, I mean, his numbers aren't great. I mean, he threw 421 yards, right? I mean, there was that one stretch where even when he got nicked up, it was like, okay, we're going to run the ball again, and we're going to run the ball again with him.
Well, was it 15 to 25 for 121, and then he ran for 39?
39, yeah. The problem is that he makes it difficult on a defense. And you always hear a defensive player say it. When you start playing 11-on-11 because the quarterback can run the football, it makes things difficult.
And
then
he's
on
good.
Top of that, they have a good offensive line. They have good wide receivers.
They don't have a good offensive line. They have a great offense.
Okay.
Their offensive line is great.
Right. So, I mean, listen, it's going to be most likely up to Mahomes to be the difference, which
you
usually
hope,
is.
You hope it comes down to a battle of the quarterbacks. That's what you hope, that their quarterback has
to
make plays.
Yeah, but I don't even think you have to look at it like that. I think it's just Mahomes elevating what he has around him and making up for, like, if you go position group by position group and you come out on where, okay, Philly is, Philly clearly has the advantage in, this spot, and this spot. What could make up for that is the fact that we have Patrick Mahomes and you don't.
And hopefully he's healthy. You got to figure that round the clock he's going to be getting treatment on that ankle, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he responded. For it to look the way it did a week ago and how he looked yesterday until he made that one throw, I think it was the hard when he threw it.
He rolled all the way out, and then you saw after that play, it's like, oh, boy.
And then he started limping around. But, I mean, yeah, I would imagine for both quarterbacks, because it looked like Hurts.
Hurts was not right.
No.
And Hurts is not right.
Mm-mm.
Ugh, I don't want to live in a world where the Eagles win again.
No, I don't either. I don't.
I'm telling you right now that can I call out that next day, the Monday, the 13th?
No.
But why?
Because you can't.
But
rain
why,
or shine.
But why?
Because you're always here. We're always here.
I'm telling
because
you what.
Because people like to know they turn on the radio at 6 a.m. and we're here.
But I don't. I won't want to be.
Rain or shine. Where's that clip? Can I hear that one?
That's Growing Pains.
I love that one.
That's a great song.
No, you sing it.
We got the world spinning right in our hands, baby. Rain or shine.
So good.
That's good.
That's terrific.
Anywhere else around the league we need to go?
Who else?
Thank you for being a friend.
Giants coordinators.
Yeah, hopefully
Kafka
they stay.
Kafka and Wink.
Yeah, they got to stay.
I need Jeff Satter to get that job in Indianapolis.
Did you hear the report? It sounds like the owner wants
wants Saturday,
him,
yeah.
But he's getting pushback from people
from
in the front
football
office.
Guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, but owner, you figure would win out, right?
With him, probably. I mean, most would be like, well, if I have this many people saying don't do it, I probably shouldn't do it, but.
So who's going to get the Carolina job?
What do you mean? Frank Reich already got the Carolina job.
Oh, right.
Job.
So Reich got the Carolina job. So the Denver job is open.
Right.
But the Giants are not, those guys are not up for that job. Houston job is going to go to D'Amico Ryans. The Indianapolis job is where both guys would be an issue.
Let me ask you a question. What do you think the chances are Houston takes a quarterback in this year's draft?
I expect him to.
Okay, so why would you hire... He's a great defensive coordinator. Why would you hire a defensive coordinator, though, to be your head coach if you know you're going to take a quarterback? When you see all these offensive-minded coaches having tons of success.
Yeah, because I think you look at he's the CEO and hopefully put the right pieces in place to develop the quarterback, right? You sign a smart offensive mind.
In theory, that sounds right, yeah.
You don't sign Mike LaFleur, who, by the way, how about LaFleur?
Immediately. That's the one I was going to bring up.
What?
He's the offensive coordinator with the Rams.
Right.
But I think that's why it made it easier for Robert Saleh to let him go. Because if Robert Saleh is banging the table, listen, quarterback stuff.
He's in a better spot.
Well, yeah, I think Mike LaFleur is good. I want to keep him. And then he gets pushed back from Woody. Someone's going to pay the price for this. I want Mike LaFleur fired.
Right.
The fact that I'm sure he knew or Mike let him know, hey, listen, I'm going to be good. Trust me, I'll be fine. And then gets immediately hired by Sean McVay. I don't know who that looks worse on.
It looks worse on the Jets.
Right.
It looks bad. Listen, you look at the Rams as one of the most functional franchises, right? And their offense went healthy and right, and McVay's a really smart, established, good head coach. They wanted him immediately. Like, he didn't even have to, like, you know, look for other jobs.
But here's the thing, though. You know what? And this probably would have been to Mike LaFleur's benefit before he was the actual play caller, was to have a snit with Sean McVay calling the plays. You know what I mean? Like, helping come up with what, you know, the game plan was going to be, but then watch.
They messed it up.
Then watch how Sean McVay would do it.
Yeah, they messed it up. All right, that's Around the League, brought to you by Jackpocket. Powerball, $613 million, my goodness. And Mega Millions is $31 million. Play official state lottery games on your phone with Jackpocket. Download the Jackpocket app and get your first ticket for free using code ESPN. Must be 18 or older to play. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 877-8-HOPE-NY. Visit jackpocket.com/TOS for terms of service.
Raymond has an update on the old quarterback rule.
Okay.
Do you remember the NFC Championship game between the Packers and Bears, January 2011?
The Rex Grossman game?
The Rex Grossman game, yeah. Exactly. So the backup was Todd Collins and Caleb Haney.
Oh, my God.
Cutler got hurt. They put in Collins. He was awful. So Lovie Smith pops in Caleb Haney.
That wasn't Rex Grossman. That was after. Grossman was
before. I'm sorry, Cutler. Did I say Grossman? Should be Cutler. Sorry.
That's when Cutler tore his
Cutler
knee, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that the one where he's riding the bike on the sideline?
Yes.
Yeah. I believe so. And so... If you were to make the sub before the fourth quarter, you wouldn't lose the quarterbacks. But if you sub the third guy in before the fourth quarter, which he for some reason put Caleb Haney with like half a minute left in the third, you lose the first two quarterbacks. Coincidentally, the CBA was up next year.
That third quarterback is not an active member of the 53-man roster,
he's,
right?
He's dressed, but he's not allowed to play unless...
But why did they ever go away from that? What is the point of going away from that?
I think it was a result of that game because the CBA was up the next year, and that's when they made the change.
But why would you ever want to see a quarterback that can't throw the football?
Because it makes too much sense, because you wouldn't want to see that. It's not good for anybody. It's not good for the team.
It was embarrassing.
The viewer.
You know, they're down by 21 points, and they're running the ball down the field.
Yeah,
we're ridiculous.
Right. Where they're trying, I mean, the last thing you want to do is run the football, because you want the clock to just keep ticking.
Well, you want to quickly get down the field, and they're picking up 4, 5, 6 yards of play. No, it was awful. The whole thing was awful. They'll go back to it. There is no league more reactionary than the NFL.
Here's the other thing, though. To your earlier point you made earlier in the show about the Devontae Smith catch, and how come there wasn't the expedited replay, which they've been doing in the playoffs. We've seen it a bunch of different times. We saw it in the Cincinnati game, where Cincinnati was going to call a timeout and challenge, where they were going to challenge, but they said, no, referees got together. That's what they're doing now. Referees got together, and, you know, they changed the... It was on the Mahomes... I think it was on the Mahomes...
When his knee was down.
Right.
Yeah.
But, so... They saved them a challenge. You only get a certain amount of challenges. So they did him a solid and saved him the challenge.
Right.
So it's not fair. Either you're going to do it, you're going to all the way
through
it.
You got to go all in.
Or you're not, because we're half-assing it right now.
So you only get, like, it once, and the Chiefs challenged that play where Scantling put the ball forward. That was it. Even though they won that challenge, you only get two. If you're wrong on one, you only get two challenges. That's it. So they missed the first, you hit the second, you're done. There is no more challenging. Right now, if you hit the first two, what sense does it make also that if I challenge two things and I'm right, I get a third? And if I'm right on that, now I'm out of challenges?
Yeah, I would imagine you should be able to just keep challenging until you get it wrong at that point.
Right?
You'd think that would make the most sense.
But what sense does that make?
But I understand how it's not fair to save one team a challenge. So now they're going to be right anyway, but still, it's a challenge. As opposed to now, when there's a finite amount of challenges,
right.
Now where... Kyle Shanahan's going to have to use his
because the NFL, their rules suck. The way they run this game, the game is so great. People can't get enough. You pine for it. You get to June, you're like, oh, you get your fix. When's the NFL coming, right? I mean, the game's yesterday. You'll see the numbers will be through the roof. They'll be insane. They can't. It's so good, they can't mess it up. But the way they run it, it sucks. The officiating stinks. They ran a play in the biggest play of the game, 3rd and 9. They stopped them short.
And then they ran it again.
And then they're like, you know what? We messed up the clock. An official tried to come in. Have you ever seen anything like that before? What? It's an embarrassment
to
the league.
No, not when the play is all the way run through.
Now, what happens if they run the next... Now, there was a penalty on the defense.
But they came off the field. Like, the Chiefs were off the field with the punting unit came out.
Nance and Romo didn't know what was happening. They're like, they're going to go for it.
Romo thinks he knows everything, though. He knows exactly
what the play. Romo! I think
that's a catch.
Was great at one point. I think that ship has sailed. I find Romo to be somewhat annoying at
too
this point.
Too much now?
Am I wrong with that?
No, I don't think you're wrong. I think he's good still. I still think he's fine.
Even Santiago says I'm right.
Yeah.
It's tough for Santiago to say. It's too much.
But let's be honest. He's just not great. By the way, did you see this Kayvon Thibodeau issue story going on right now?
I think you probably would want to save that from when I think RJ's going to include that in Sim, maybe.
Oh.
Well, you could take it. No, there's a lot of stuff in Sim.
The last thing I'm going to do today, RJ, is upset you.
Well, you're not. Here's the thing. I think you're both right. I think Dave is right to touch on it. Rick, I appreciate you looking out. But if you're listening right now and you don't know, I think now you want to know. So I think we should.
Which is ultimately a great tease if you want to save it, but let's.
Well, I don't want to step on your little toes.
No, we got so much.
We got an hour. You can go for it.
He's got big feet for a little guy.
How big are your feet?
Size 10.
No. Nine and a half.
Nine and a half is not a big foot.
Well, he's saying because I'm a shorter stature.
Well, how big are your feet?
11 and a half.
Okay, so yeah. So he's 5'8".
Yep.
You're almost 6 feet. That would make sense, right?
No, I don't know what sense it makes.
He's the knowledge guy.
I'm the knowledge guy.
What, I don't understand.
I have so much knowledge.
You're almost 6 feet. You have an 11 and a half. He's like 5'8", and he's got a 9 and a half. That seems...
5'8"?
I think he's like closer to 5'9", if I was going to be honest.
Stop it.
He's almost as tall as you.
No, I think I'm 5'7". I think Dave's 5'11" is fabulous.
Oh, we're pulling the curtain back now,
I think that's where we are. I'm 5'7". I can tell you
ignore
that.
Ignore the man
you
behind
had
the curtain.
5'8",
he's lying.
Nine.
He's lying
no,
out of sight.
I don't think I'm 6 feet. I'm like 5'11" and a half.
Stand up.
I don't think you're 5'11".
The emperor has
stand
no
up.
Clothes.
Hang on. Hold on.
He is standing up.
All right.
Next to Dave.
I'm standing up. This is good radio.
This is great
radio.
Back.
TV would be better. But what are we doing? We're back to back. No one can see anything.
Towers over you. We can see you.
Yeah, Rick is much taller.
You're taller.
Rick is taller.
How much, though?
I would say that from back here.
How much taller
was he than me? What's your listed height, Rick, on all the rosters?
I'm telling you, I'm 5'11".
How much taller am I than him?
A couple of inches. It's tough to actually.
How tall are you?
I'm like 6 feet.
He's not a couple inches. I'm not 5'10".
I'd say two. I'd say you're 5'10".
No.
Yeah.
No. I've never been 5'10".
He said he was 5'11 and a half, too.
I'm telling you. Well, maybe, but you know what happens. When you get to a certain point...
You're shrinking.
You start shrinking.
So it's the back surgeries, not what you're blaming?
No, I'm just saying. I'm going to be 50 in a little over a month. Maybe I'm on the other side.
I can't believe you're going to be 50.
Do you think there's a more immature 50-year-old than
no.
me, though?
It's impossible.
No.
And impossible.
I hope we keep it like that. I never want to mature up. Ever.
I don't. My mother came up to me yesterday. She's in town, and she said to me, she goes, oh, I've been listening to the show every day. I was like, oh, that's great.
You're she
like,
loves the show, right?
She's like, you laugh a lot. I was like, yeah, it's funny. She goes, no. When Dave says stuff, you laugh all the time. I was like,
old,
he's funny.
Stupid, done man.
She's like, yeah, Dave is, he's funny. I like him a lot. I was like, oh, great.
Why is that a bad thing?
Because it's the last thing you need is more like stuff for your ego that everyone in my family thinks you're hilarious.
I'm funny. What can I do? I'm an older, funny man.
Your power's a weak old man.
This portion of the show driven by the All American Ford Auto Group, the number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. You know what? I'm not going to take it from you, RJ, because it's time to do a frenzy anyway. I'm going to leave the Thibodeau story for you, and I think we get right there, right now. Raymond?
It's time for a frenzy. A football frenzy.
You could say that 10,000 times and it still wouldn't be enough.
It fires me up, man.
I love
it.
Say it one more time.
A football frenzy. Any team, any player, any question.
All right, here we go. It's frenzy time. 1-800-919-3776. You do realize that we have a frenzy today. Will we even have one on Friday?
I think we should have some kind of frenzy, yeah.
And then the following Monday?
Yeah.
And then next Friday leading into the Super Bowl.
Have to.
Day after the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And then that's it.
No, but then we'll pivot to the same kind of rules, but a...
A draft-esque frenzy
draft
as we get
ass.
To... But that's going to take a little
and then we'll
a
get
respite.
To Major League Baseball.
No, we're not doing it. No, we're not doing that.
NHL playoffs?
No. No, we're not doing...
What happens to the pickle? We're not going to do the pickle anymore?
The pickle? Well, that's a pickle.
Same idea.
It's not a frenzy.
Yeah, but it's the same premise.
I do like the pickle. All right, let's get to the frenzy. No salutations. How you doing? Love the show. You guys are... Dave, you're so funny. So much knowledge. Oh, no. We don't want that. We want questions. Immediate, quick, moving questions. Shooter, Stanford. Shooter, go.
Lions fan, I don't like this matchup, but... Who's going to have to step up other than Mahomes and Kelsey for the Chiefs to win this thing?
All of them.
Their offensive line.
Pacheco's going to have to step up.
Depending on what happens with the wide receivers, Valdez-Scantling stepped up. I mean, he's probably going to have to do the same. Because it's him, Kelsey, and then, Pacheco? And McKinnon didn't have a great game.
McKinnon was non-existent in that game. But they need one of the guys to step up, right? They need Smith-Schuster, Kadarius Toney. I don't know if they're going to play, but like they need somebody, not Kelce.
Yeah, you asked me before the game. You asked me, I think, on Friday who was going to have to step up. We went through the list of receivers, and it was Valdes-Scantling that stepped up.
He was terrific.
And had a really good game.
He made that one great catch.
Chris Jones is going to be important. I mean, he was a game wrecker for them yesterday.
Clark is a big player.
Dude, you have to find a way to neutralize the Eagles' pass rush and give Mahomes time.
I don't know how it's but you know what they might do? Maybe you see a lot of screens. Like Andy Reid. Is there a smarter offensive mind in all of football than Andy Reid?
I'm glad you brought that up.
See, this is what I do.
How about the hook and ladder that they ran?
What are they doing?
How about that?
What are they doing? Have you ever seen two guys further apart than the one? Was it Kelce?
Was it
McKinnon?
Yeah.
He was 15 yards away from him.
They will try anything, man. I love that.
I bet you they'll never line up a running back at center, though.
Probably.
You can't get poor Raven. Let's go to Ted in the truck. Ted, Frenzy, go. Oh no, I'm the
Chiefs game.
Say it one more time, Ted. Say it one more time.
He's not gonna be able to hear you. I totally screwed up. I'm an idiot. I'm hitting the wrong pot. So let me do it again. Ted in the truck, go.
In the Bengals Chiefs game, did you guys think that there was way too many flags called? Because I found that very annoying.
I had both games. I mean, the Niners took a ton of penalties too. Yeah, I mean, Dave, we spent a lot of the show. Dave can't stand the NFL officiating. Thinks they stink.
You don't think I'm right?
No, I think it's bad.
It's really bad. And you know, you have the LeBron miss, but I...
But
I,
why not... Okay, here. Why not this whole idea that all of a sudden we're going to take the best officials from around the league and put them together, not having worked together for the biggest games, makes no sense.
My issue is, are there best officials? Like, these guys are... I don't think there's anybody very good.
They get graded.
I guess they take the best of the worst. Okay, it just feels like the best official crew is not good.
But give me the best crew then.
Oh, I agree.
That have worked together. How about that? I agree. That know the rules.
But what do you think the worst officiating is in what sport?
I mean, probably football.
Followed by the NBA?
NBA is not very good.
And then baseball?
Yeah, hockey's driving me crazy, too. Some of the stuff...
Listen, the games are so fast.
You're always going to blame the referees.
And they move so quickly.
Or the officials.
But I just feel like the NFL is archaic, the way they...
I don't like the officials that look like they're just dying to make a call. Like, they can't wait. It's like their whole goal in this game is, well, I want to make sure people see me.
7-7, that drive against the Niners, that they went up 14-7, it felt like they were going to call everything on third down.
Well, yeah, well, both of those touchdowns, too. Then you had it's a penalty, but then you had the face mask. The Greenlaw face mask on.
That was a penalty.
No,
though.
I know, but it was just those two touchdowns. We're aided by a ton of penalties.
Yeah, let's go to Joey on the train, I guess. Right. Joey, you're on the Frenzy.
Yeah, why in the heck does the Philly Cullies on a New York State Empire State Building this morning, man?
Absolutely disgusting.
Because they have no idea what the hell they're doing.
No self-awareness. I don't understand that there's not one person within employment of the Empire State Building who doesn't say, guys, this is a bad idea.
Well, I don't know, but even then, though, like, I get, like, the NFL calls, hey, we want to do this for the championship games. And they're like, okay, pretty good idea, we'll do it. And then someone realizes, like, well, hold on, what happens if the Eagles win this game?
Well, here's the thing also. Could you imagine if it was Giants-Eagles NFC championship game? And the Eagles...
And the Eagles, they couldn't do it.
They would have done it!
That's ridiculous.
Raymond, they put out a post weeks ago saying January 20... What did they say? January 29th, whoever wins the championship games, we will light up the Empire State Building in those colors.
It's a heck of a risk.
You know, I'd be down there picketing.
I think there are people down there. I think there's people at the Empire State Building.
Good.
And they want the person in charge of the Twitter fired.
He should be fired. The Twitter guy should be fired, and the person maybe
or girl,
it's
Twitter we, guy or
we,
girl.
Whoever love, runs their Twitter, I want them out.
We love that person so much when they trolled the Carolina Hurricanes.
But
now not so
they
much.
They trolled the Carolina Hurricanes for New York.
Yeah, we have two football teams. I mean, three if you count the Bills. Like, what are we doing?
Do you think if the...
No,
the Bills are not in New York. Stop it.
But I'm just saying. It's not like we're struggling for teams. Like,
we have more teams than any an NFL city team. In the world. You imagine if the Eagles lost to whoever, and they I don't know what their big buildings are in Philadelphia, and they lit it up in the opposing team colors.
No, they would never do that.
They'd riot.
Yeah, they'd climb in poles, grease poles.
They're the worst. The fact that they're throwing eggs at people who are entering the stadium in Niners gear, RJ, they would have thrown little. They would have made omelets out of you,
little quail eggs.
they would have, but you know what? You know what the problem with that building is? It now views itself as the world's building. It's bigger than New York. It's bigger than us.
Imagine if they lit up Independence Hall in Giants colors.
That building...
They actually would attack it.
It's time to consider maybe just disassociating yourself.
No, I told you that building. I'm done with that building. I will never walk. I might not walk 34th Street in that area.
As opposed
anymore.
To before, like, did you have some sort of relationship with the building prior?
I mean, it's the Empire State Building. It's like an iconic New York-centric, wonderful building.
Not anymore. Now it's just an iconic building.
It's not even iconic. Now it's just, that building.
Now you're all in on the Chrysler.
I think the Chrysler is a nicer building. Absolutely. Lipstick building, better building. Garden, better building. These are better buildings than the Empire State Building, which is now dead to me.
Let's go. More calls. Come on. You're ruining the whole frenzy.
Chris Piscataway, Chris Frenzy, go.
Hey, guys. So Daniel Jones is...
Sorry, we can't have the hey, guys. Well, you know what?
This is what
it's Raymond's fault.
No, you're
Richard Jersey.
Power,
Richard, your turn. Go.
As he's sipping his tea.
What do the 49ers do with their quarterback situation going forward? Do they keep Purdy? Do they keep Lance?
Yes.
They keep both.
They keep both, and the better one starts. Right? You agree?
Well, yeah, I don't know. Like, who wants Trey Lance at the moment?
Well, why would you trade Trey Lance? He makes no money.
And you gave up 3 first-round picks.
You gave up your entire draft for years for him. So you have Lance and Purdy battle it out. Whoever's better starts. The other one's the backup. And let's see what happens. They'll be fine.
Yeah, I think they'll be fine.
Let's go Jeff Howard Beach. Jeff Frenzy, go.
You guys are going to settle a bet, so please be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Barring injury, who would you rather have as your quarterback for the next 3 years? Daniel Jones or Tua?
Daniel Jones.
I think Daniel Jones is a better quarterback. I mean, Tua, is there a quarterback in the NFL that has better weapons than Tua?
He's right there.
Maybe Hurts?
He's right there. I mean, he's right at the top.
You put Daniel Jones at quarterback in Miami, that thing's humming.
Minnesota's got some pretty good weapons. Yeah, he's right there. Joe Burrow has some good weapons. Yeah, but listen, here's the thing, though. I don't know if you can say barring injury. Like, Tua is... Like, it feels like it's
clearly
just a matter of time.
Clearly, he was of the mindset that he wanted us to say Tua. I think.
Listen, Tua was playing great. I mean, he was in the MVP conversation for a while.
I think Tua's got the potential to be a really good quarterback. The issue is, I think injuries are going to be a real problem for him. He's had 3 concussions.
Santiago was so anti-Daniel Jones. It's amazing.
What did he say to you?
That was a compliment.
Oh, was that supposed to be?
That was a compliment.
You are very anti-Daniel Jones. What did you say?
I said that's a sentence that's never been said before. Put Daniel Jones in that offense and it's humming. Look how far we've come.
Do you think I'm wrong?
Actually, I was telling RJ, but even before you said that, Jones in that offense would be very interesting. Very interesting.
Let's finish it off with Luca in Flushing. Luca, you're on the Frenzy.
What do you think Tyreek Hill is thinking right now, watching the Mahomes and the Chiefs go to the Super Bowl again?
Good question. It's a good question.
That I wish I was still with Mahomes. He wanted his money.
He's making a lot of money, though.
Yeah, he wanted his money. He wanted to be in Miami. No state tax.
Right. Sure he's not that upset.
Listen, he had a great season until Tua got hurt. He was having a great season. I mean, he had a great season.
Sensational season. They'll be fine next year.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. Being fine is great. You're making a ton of money, and you're statistically awesome. But, I mean, Mahomes has been in the AFC Championship game every year he's been a starting quarterback.
So they lost to, the Patriots and then the Patriots again?
In the AFC Championship game?
Yeah, because they've 5 AFC Championship games, they've won 3.
They've won 3 of them, that's right.
So they're 3-2 in AFC Championship games. And they lost the New England one where D Ford, we were corrected on that.
It was D Ford, that's right.
And then what was the other one they lost?
They lost to Cincinnati.
To Cincinnati last year, right.
In the
AFC
Championship
game. And there you go. And then
they had
a big
lead.
They won the other 3.
Big lead in the first half, blew it in the second half.
So he should have gone to 5 Super Bowls in 5 years. Special stuff, man.
And he's going to win his second MVP, most likely.
Yeah.
I mean,
hopefully he's going to win his second Super Bowl.
I'm telling you what, though, man. We have been lucky, though. Like, the greats that we're getting a chance to watch, like, throughout there from start to finish. Like, Ovechkin's going to break Gretzky's record. You talk about the greatest goal scorer of all time. LeBron's right there.
He's going to break it in a couple games.
But if you wanted to make an argument of LeBron being the best.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nets tonight are hosting the Lakers. LeBron James, Anthony Davis.
Out. I saw that.
Will not be playing in that game. Now, the Knicks, I believe, tomorrow night are hosting the Lakers, right?
And they'll all play.
And they'll all play in that game.
Because it's the Garden.
That's right.
Yeah, it's the blessing and the curse of being a Knick.
Right. Everyone wants to save up everything they have to go at it at Madison Square Garden. Brooklyn doesn't have the same cachet.
Yeah, it's tough to get it. You don't get a night off because it's people playing at the Garden.
That's right. And you have to fight for your lunch every single time.
In all honesty, it's like when you used to go to Toronto. I mean, it's Toronto. It'd be like, I would say after pregame skate, I'm like, wow, this is what the NHL feels like. Like, you'd have people in the stands watching pregame skate, and then you'd come in the locker room, and they'd be like, it would just be packed with me.
You're right. You said it. It's a blessing and a curse, right? Because now
they were going to get our best shot every time.
Well, listen, Ben Simmons can afford to do the crap he does constantly, and not that many people really care. If you do that with the Knicks, you get run out of town.
But I think it speaks to the benefit of playing in this city.
What's better?
When you play well and you win, there's no better place.
No better place.
What's
better, though? Would you rather be on a team where they like you, but if you pull some shenanigans, nobody really cares that much, or every single thing you do is under the microscope and you better never take a moment off?
The latter.
Yeah, you want to be pressure.
Yeah, but it's not even the pressure of it. It's the benefit of it. Like, I mean, for me, like, Jack Park used to joke. They used to ask him, he used to say, Rick DiPietro thinks there's two great goalies, and he's both of them. Like, I just always thought that I was...
But don't you have to have that?
I think most people do. I think some don't. I think Ben Simmons struggles with his confidence.
I agree with that.
And this would probably not be a great place for him. But if your thought is, I'm going to go to this place, and I know how good I am, I'm going to have success, because that's all I've ever done in my life is have success, then... Yeah, like that would be where I want to play, because this is the biggest stage.
I'm surprised.
And you reap all the benefits.
Nobody thought that there might be an issue with him. I don't know, like, how he interviews.
I just think that you probably just, like a lot of these guys, you just go on strictly based on talent.
But you can't do that. Based on talent, Zach Wilson looks like he's terrific, right?
It keeps happening.
Based on talent. If you draft solely based on talent, you're not going to be drafting for long.
No, but they make these mistakes. This guy does things that we can't teach. A guy 6'10 shouldn't be able to handle a basketball the way he handles the basketball. Right? Like, there was the thought there was the thought that he would work, like he would during the off seasons would go into the gym and work on a shot, and at some point he would develop a decent shot.
But I think, and it's not meant as derogatory, it's just I'm being honest, like I think mentally there's something kind of broken with him.
I don't think you're wrong at all. I think you're right.
I think
a lot of athletes go through that, and it's how you...
And you come out the other side, and you're a better version of yourself.
Can you come out the other side? Or are you willing to put in the work to get you through the other side? Like, I'm telling you, that's why, as much as I hate the Eagles, I have a hard time not rooting for Jalen Hurts.
Listen, you can root for Jalen Hurts all you want. Listen, it is a great story.
But think about his...
Kick to the curb at Alabama, goes to Oklahoma, rejuvenates his career... Gets drafted by the Eagles, and now he's terrific.
But not only kicked to the curb at Alabama, stayed at Alabama, was a good teammate, gets thrown in a big spot for Alabama, right?
Correct.
Goes to Oklahoma, and now got the team to the playoffs, but wasn't great in the playoff game. And then all of a sudden, reemerges this
nose
year.
Nose to the grindstone, works all offseason. Now you look at him, you're like, what a good quarterback he is.
I mean, it's hard not to root for a guy like that.
Here is Jalen Hurts. Not even sure the Eagles originally wanted him.
My first year here, I mean, they probably didn't even want to draft me here. Probably one of those things, but it always handled itself.
But what does that mean they didn't want to draft me here? If they didn't want to draft him here, they wouldn't have drafted him.
Well, what do you mean? There was probably pushback. I think it was Doug Peterson that went to bat for him.
All right, but somebody wanted to draft him.
Because I think he could see the writing on the wall that with Carson Wentz. Yeah, it was him, but I think there's probably pushback from the owner and everything else.
Maybe so. Well, I don't know. The guy,
think about the RG3 thing.
Like when they drafted Kirk Cousins also?
I'm sure everyone wasn't on. Like, RG3 was Dan Snyder's guy. You think that when Mike Shanahan was like, hey, by the way, we also want to draft Kirk Cousins, that the owner was pumped about it?
You know, it pains me to say this, but when you think about the elite franchises in football now that are consistently really good, Eagles are right there.
Right there. Yeah, right there. I mean, Howie Raisman's a good GM, man.
He's a local guy, too.
He's a really
good
GM.
He's a great GM. So they won the Super Bowl.
He's feisty, too, by the way.
They went back the next year. They beat the Bears. That was a double doink game, right? Then they lost to maybe the Saints. I forget who they lost to. Then they completely rechange and reshape the organization. Then they go back last year and get in. And then they're back in the Super Bowl twice in 6 years with different quarterbacks.
Right.
Doesn't happen.
New coach.
It's real. It's
impressive.
It's painful.
But they make
to say
good moves, man. I mean, look at the amount of talent that they've accumulated.
And they have the Saints draft pick this year.
I know.
I mean, this is awful. The quarterback's a baby, and I don't mean immature. I mean he's very young.
They're gonna have to pay him at some point.
Okay, but still, he's good.
No, he's really good. Listen, he's great.
They made the determination, and rightfully so. We'll just plug and play any running back. Devontae Smith is a baby, very young.
Just brought on AJ Brown.
AJ Brown is
Dallas
not old.
Goddard's a good tight end.
Yeah,
yeah.
Their offensive line is, I mean, got a little age in the tooth there, but not an old offensive line.
No, I mean, they're put together like a championship team.
Yeah, that's why they're here.
Right.
I mean, what did they lose? They lost to who this year? They lost a legitimate game to Washington.
Well, that's the only game they lost.
They lost to the Saints.
In my opinion.
Which didn't really matter.
The only legitimate game they lost, when Jalen Hurts played, they've lost one game. That's it.
Right. And that was the Washington game. And they turned the ball over like
four
times.
Four times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Washington ran the ball down their
throats. Yep. Let's go to the thing is Kansas City can't. Kansas City's not gonna
Kansas
turn around
City,
and hand the ball
probably
off.
Will not, no.
No. Adam and Dix Hills. Hi Adam, you're on 98.7. No, I did it again. I hit the wrong
RJ.
Thing.
RJ.
No, I'll do it.
RJ.
I'm gonna get better.
RJ,
we went over this during the front.
Do not let him take calls anymore.
No.
Raymond, take over.
Yeah,
somebody.
I don't think we're in the third quarter now.
I'm telling you, we're taking it out of your hands. It's not easy.
We're running the ball.
No,
we're running the ball.
I'm always supposed to hit line one.
You
every
are Brock
time
Purdy.
I'm supposed to hit line one. This is the first time, the first day, and not my fault because the system is down. I'm supposed to hit line two.
But at this
is
point,
the system down. Yes, line one's broken.
At this point, if we're still running the spread offense, and you're just like, you know, tossing interceptions up, it's on us.
It would be coaching malpractice.
No, I'm putting it back on hold.
It would be coaching malpractice.
All right, let's go to Adam and Dix Hills. Adam, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
What's happening?
This is not me.
What's happening?
Right.
The dump-off pass has fallen incomplete.
But is this me?
Right on the ground.
No, this is the failed hook and laterals, which just happened here. You're done. You cut off. RJ, cut him off.
No, I'm not cut off. I did nothing wrong. Tell the man that I just did that right.
Dave lined up at center and got run over.
That was a Zeke Elliott play for me?
He stinks at this.
I don't
RJ,
stink
he
at it.
Stinks
no,
at it.
I messed up the first time, admittedly so. Raymond, when I just took Adam.
Remember how he told me he could do my job, no problem? Remember?
I could do no problem.
Hey, he called you an extra.
I am the extra. I admit as much.
You don't think I adore you?
I question it sometimes.
No, adore. You're one of my favorite people in the world. But when you make a mistake, I'm going to call you out on it.
Okay, you've made plenty today. How often have we called you out? I offered to help you.
Yeah, how about
the I offered to take it off your hands, and you refused.
So I've not had a good show. What, do you want me fired? What do you want to do?
You sure it's the 42-yard line? Yes, Dave, it's the 42. I don't believe you.
I watch video. That's no 42. RJ and I watch video together. That RJ! RJ!
It was the 42!
RJ! RJ!
What is happening?
Where is he?
What is happening?
He's crying in his Niners handkerchief. RJ, we watched video of that. Was that the 42?
Now it looked like he went out. Here's the problem, though. Where was the ball spotted?
The ball was spotted at the 42.
Well, but when I watched it with the naked eye, RJ, you saw it. Where did he go out?
I agree with you. Where was the ball spotted?
What is going on?
You've lost it.
I've lost nothing.
It's only Monday.
Press line one again. Let's see what happens.
It's only Monday.
So you think I'm incompetent?
Yes.
Honestly, you think that all of this, all of these buttons and knobs and mouses and all that stuff, too much for me.
I haven't said that. You did.
1-800-919-3776. Did I mention Dollar Shave Club?
No.
Let me do that.
Nobody called to anyone an incompetent
boob today. How about Vivid Seats? Did I do Vivid Seats?
No.
I'm way behind. I'm a disaster.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
You guys don't trust me, huh? So my screen, so now my drop screen is dead. It won't work. I press the button, no
volume. Of course.
No, they don't have no faith.
Nothing happened?
Nothing.
Zero faith.
The time sensitive drop. it was a time sensitive drop, and now it's gone.
Now it makes no sense.
How about this?
Yeah, what do you got?
How about this?
What do you got?
I have all the Jets and Giants games saved on the DVR. How about every Sunday now you just come over and we watch the games back? Our own little football Sundays.
Well, there's no chance every Sunday.
No, but I mean, occasionally if you miss
I would like to be invited over now. This is a downtime for kids sports. I would like us to be the entirety of the show to be invited over for a get together at your house. Okay. I would like that.
All right, done.
I don't believe that to be true.
Why do you say that? Raymond, it's because Raymond is busy every day. He
That's
has
not
no
true.
Downtime.
The Rangers are on a break now.
How about the Knicks?
Yeah, but the Knicks are one team. What's this weekend, Ray? This coming weekend, what is it for you?
I can't this weekend.
Of course.
Oh, you
See?
Know I can't.
How do I
know?
He's not available.
You
he's
know
not around.
I can't do this weekend.
That's genuinely true. I apologize.
As if I would lie otherwise.
I think you would lie. That is genuinely true, and I apologize.
Thank you.
I know you can't this weekend. Well, how about next weekend? How about, here's what I'll say. How about when the NBA goes to All-Star break very soon, how about that weekend?
But then the NHL is back.
Okay, but the Rangers aren't going to play Saturday and Sunday.
Raymond's very busy.
I'm off weekends now. It's like a vacation. I don't know what to do with all my time.
You have a lot of time.
We watch movies on Saturday. Ben and I watch The Fabelmans.
Never even heard of it.
Really?
No.
It's the new Spielberg movie.
Who's in it? Is it good? I think I have
seen
it. Yeah,
Michelle Williams is in it.
Yeah, I've seen the preview for it. Yeah.
Very, very good. It's about it's basically loosely based on Spielberg's upbringing and how he became a huge, you know, fanatic of movies.
Yeah. No, maybe I'll watch it.
It's good.
Okay.
It's good. And then he had me watch one of the worst movies ever.
Which one?
I can't even say it because there's a curse word in it, but it's, yeah.
What was it?
It's like the bleep list or whatever.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about. You didn't like it?
Oh, it's really bad. But you know what? This is what I do. And this is what nobody sees. He wanted to watch it. It makes him happy. I sit there and watch this whole movie.
Yeah, but that's what you're supposed to do with your kids.
But not every kid does that. Not every parent does that.
I've watched Frozen like 6 million times.
Well, you're a good parent.
I sing all the songs.
I believe you are a good parent.
Encanto, I sing those if you want, or whatever you need.
Well, you haven't sung. RJ, you were supposed to sing today.
No, he lost.
I know.
Why are you going to make RJ sing after losing?
No, I'm saying today was supposed to be the day that RJ was going to sing.
Yeah, I was supposed to have a quarterback. How'd that go?
Not well.
By the way, if we're being truthful with each other, there's only one person on the show that hasn't sung yet.
Raymond.
He'll probably
Why don't you celebrate
that?
Kellen Moore being fired?
Are you happy about that?
What is there to celebrate about it, really?
I mean, he's got Mike McCarthy as a play caller. How good is that?
I don't know how good that's going to be.
You love Mike McCarthy.
Well, here's the problem. Now he's got play calling duties as well as game management duties. It can only get worse.
It's a tough one.
I mean the issues that the Cowboys offense has had, you know, all those aside, they still like rank top five in like scoring and everything over the last few years, so... We'll see. Did you
notice when we had Rex on and he was going through all the elite quarterbacks in the league? He didn't even make mention of Dak Prescott.
I don't think he looks at Dak that way.
I mean, that's fine.
I saw a crazy stat, Raymond. I forget who it was. I think it was Ryan Clark that brought it up. How many points the Cowboys scored off of turnovers generated by their defense this season?
I gotta imagine
it was an anti Dak take, but it was a lot.
Well, I gotta imagine it's a bit because I think they led the league in turnovers again, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, I gotta imagine.
All right, I got it all lined up. I'm gonna hit the right button.
You sure?
I'm gonna try my best. Right, Mike in East Rutherford. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning,
I
Mike.
I wanted to tell you guys are the. Good morning. How are you guys?
Good morning, Mike.
Mike, just
hey,
he's
good
messing
morning,
with
guys,
you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
just wanted to tell you guys are the best show on ESPN Radio by far.
Thank you.
Quick question. So I just was wondering, what do you guys think San Fran is going to do moving forward QB-wise? Do they stick with Brock Purdy or do they go with Trey Lance? Because Brock Purdy has showed that he's a legitimate QB, mm-hmm. but they did draft Trey Lance pretty high.
I don't think it matters. I think they'll go with the better quarterback.
Yeah, right now I would have a hard time going away from Brock Purdy, though, man. I mean, he's been great. It's not his fault he got hurt.
He hasn't lost a game.
Yeah, it's not his fault he got hurt. I mean, he protects the football.
They were going to move the ball yesterday,
he's
too.
He's Jimmy Garoppolo, but he can actually, like, he brings a little extra with his mobility.
Yeah,
to the table.
He's mobile. He doesn't have a great arm, but he's a winner. You know, the last game he lost in college, I think, was to Trevor Lawrence in Clemson.
See, that's another one of those, though. I mean, again, what makes the draft such a crapshoot is that they want to like overlook, you know, certain things that you should have. Like, it should be part of your resume that you should look at as a guy drafting a quarterback and go, okay, yep, check, check. Like, experience. Like, look at the amount of games he played in college. And I know he was Mr. Irrelevant, which is a nasty thing to say.
Won't say that.
Okay, but that's what they call it. He's the last pick in the draft. He steps in as a rookie and never once looked overwhelmed.
No. And in fact, that first game where he came in, he didn't even start it. When Garoppolo got hurt, he came in, he looked, from the jump, he looked great. Great.
Because the kid has experience. Like, Trey Lance has barely played in the last how many years?
Well, Trey Lance has started, what, like 3 or 4 games in the NFL?
But not only that, though, just in general, football.
Right.
With COVID, like, he barely played. They played one game.
Right. Where'd he go, to North Dakota State?
One game they played.
One game. Came to the NFL, watched, got a start or two, got the whole thing this year, played a game or two, then broke his ankle, and that was it.
But good for them, though, man. I mean, the fact that he's able to, like, Kyle Shanahan and that coaching staff.
They will be fine.
Yeah, but it's even better, though. If the kid can play, he makes no money.
For years.
Right.
For years. No, neither of them are going to make money. So you're going to be able to spend money on everyone except for Brandon Ayuk, who I imagine will be a Giant next year.
They just convinced the Giants will have.
Well, let's go to Isaac on the Cross Bronx. Hi, Isaac.
Morning, guys. What's up?
What's going on, bud?
Can you think of any team that has had an easier road to the Super Bowl than the Eagles this year? 2 home games, the Giants, and then Johnson for the Niners?
No. Not even a full game of Josh Johnson. No.
They had Josh Johnson and then a quarterback that couldn't throw the football anymore.
The Giants were, let's be fair, not in the same class as the Eagles.
They smashed the Giants.
And the Niners, they didn't have anybody. Anybody.
No. I mean, that game was never, I mean, till late, I mean... It was a good game up till late in that first.
It sucks. I mean, if you're an Eagles fan, you don't care. You're a Niners fan, you're heartbroken. I think if you're a fan of the NFL, you're really upset that that happened. Like, you wanted to see.
It stinks.
You wanted to see full Niners, full Eagles go at it, and let's see who the better team is. You didn't see that yesterday.
No, because you went in knowing, like, or thinking at least, that you had the 4 best teams left, and you were going to see 2 great defensive teams just go at it. And could Brock Purdy hold up against the pressure in Philly? Right, that was one of the storylines, great storylines. You know, Jalen Hurts now getting the chance to get his team to the Super Bowl, and it was like...
Ripped away.
Ripped right away.
That stinks, though, too.
It's brutal.
I mean, early in that game, and they fought. They scored a touchdown.
I still don't understand why you wouldn't
challenge
that.
I don't know what he was doing.
What are you saving the timeout for?
I don't know why they didn't challenge it.
It's a fourth down play.
Right.
And, so you're getting the ball back.
And when you saw Smith... Doing that stupid thing where he's like, run up to the line of scrimmage, hurry up. Wouldn't you have thought, you know what, let me just challenge this thing. And if you're wrong, so what?
Who cares?
You lose a first half timeout.
Doesn't matter.
So what?
Doesn't matter. As opposed to what happened, which is they just marched down the field and scored a touchdown.
But how many times when a player goes up, comes down, lands like that on his stomach, does he make the catch? Not 50% of the
time.
No, dude,
it is hard to maintain full possession.
So if
like
you
that.
Know going in that the odds are stacked against him to go up, grab the ball, hang on to it, keep it in your arm and not let it hit the ground, why would you not have challenged it? Why?
I'm telling you, I didn't need to see the play. If I was turned the other way and
right.
then turned and saw him acting the way he acted after he supposedly caught it, I would have called that.
I would have challenged it immediately. Couldn't agree with you more.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.